Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Following On from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, and every day of the India versus England Test Series have brought you a daily cricket podcast featuring the best of the day's action. They say you can't win a test on the first day, but England proved you can certainly lose it. And not that they will agree with that, of course. Jeetan Patel has spoken and he still fancies England to come from behind. And that's exactly what they set their stall out to do. 218 all out yesterday. Capitulating really from 100 for 1. India then putting England to the sword a little bit, losing just the one wicket, 135 for 1 at the close of play on day one. But even more worryingly, I suppose, for England, the pitch by that point looking flat, and India, we know, can bat time. The backdrop beautiful, the situation for England ugly. Rohit and Gill raring to go. Let's find out how they got on, starting with Neil Manthorpe and Alex Tudor.
Here's Shoaib Bashir. Oh, and a hike down the ground. That's unkind. There was a lot more elegance to it. It was a bottom hand flicked on drive from Rohit Sharma, and it's gone for six. Right in the slot, wasn't it?
Yeah, when you said hoik, I was like, oh, that's a bit harsh. But it's a great shot. As again, he just saw it full in length. He knows it's not turning big. And he just dispatched over long on. He just says, thanks very much. An easy six for me.
Here's Shoaib Bashir in again, and once more he goes straight down the ground. Six more. What a shot from Rohit Sharma. It's actually landed just before the rope. Four runs. So he's given himself six balls as a sighter. Shoaib Bashir opens up with a maiden, and then he goes for 10 off his next two balls.
But this is calculated good cricket. You know, mid off and mid on are up. The ball's up. He says, OK, if it's up, it's off.
It is going to be a long day. And Jimmy Anderson, he hasn't swung. Nothing has happened at all.
Down the wicket comes Shubman Gill. Launches him straight back down the ground. Straight back over the bowler's head. He's taken a little half step down the pitch and has smashed it for six. Straight back over the bowler's head.
Well, that's just very impressive. Shubman Gill's a very elegant player. Man has said there was no swing, so he knows there's nothing to worry about. He just advances down a wicket, extends the arms. The head has not moved. He's just extension of the arms. Little of his back leg comes up, elevates it, admires it, and it sails dead straight. Even Ben Stokes says, yeah, shot.
That's carved away behind square on the offside. Passed backward point. It was a poor delivery from Jimmy Anderson, to be fair. Medium pace, too short, too wide outside the off stump, got what it deserved.
Yeah, short, wide, no movement, nothing at all. And Shubman Gill just stands tall, elegant, and just throws his hands at it. It's a fantastic shot. Seam bolt upright, does absolutely nothing.
I tell you what, we're in for a remarkable day's cricket if England can somehow dig their way back into this test match. The crowd, I have to say, the English supporters are doing their very, very best, and good on them. That's just steered so gently for four by Rohit Sharma. It's like he was trying not to damage the ball there. He was just gently steering it past the solitary slip down to the unguarded third man boundary. It's rushed away for four. Rohit Sharma is 68. Shubman Gill is 37.
Jaiswal dancing down the track and stumped. He's with the 76, and he's just been put down Rohit Sharma, who was Shoaib Bashir's first wicket in international cricket, in exactly the same manner as how he went in that first test.
And there's not going to be many chances, but the chances they do get, you feel England need to take it. They do need to take them. And that was definitely an opportunity.
Here's Wood again. Right, I'm over the wicket. And this is cut on the up, square of the wicket. Beautiful shot from Shubman Gill. But it was in his arc. Followed through with the shot. Moves to 42. And India 175 for one. As Mark Wood again is in. This is pitched up, driven quite beautifully by Shubman Gill. Back-to-back boundaries. And India on the charge. 39 runs now away from England's first inning score. And Shubman Gill moves to 46 with a sumptuous cover drive. Two slips in place, short from Mark Wood, and pulled by Shubman Gill, who will reach 50 again. Another fine knock from India's number three. Seems like quite some time ago that he was seemingly playing for his immediate career at Test level. And that's 50 from 64, and he has looked so assured ever since that second innings in Ranchi, when he came to the crease with India having a little bit of a wobble, wickets falling at the other end, five of them for 36 runs, but Shubman Gill held firm, saw India home, and he's back here and he's got another 50.
Mark Wood goes in, that's an edge, and it's through second slip where England have just taken the fielder, and it goes to third. Well, they've set the field for the short pitch ball, and it was the pitched up one, and it's a genuine outside edge. It takes Shubman Gill to 57 with a boundary four. And, well, England set up the three-card trick. They just forgot to play the third card. In goes Mark Wood once again off the back foot, punching is Shubman Gill. What a shot that is. England have got Hartley down as a catching third, and he had to go 8 metres to his right and didn't get there in time. It's another boundary. Gill goes to 61, India 197 for one.
Yeah, it was a beautiful shot there from Shubman Gill.
In goes Mark Wood. Off the back foot is Gill. Out through point. Hartley will come around, who is the wider of the two offside catchers out on the boundary. And they take a couple to bring up the Indian 200. 201 for one. The deficit, therefore, 17. Rohit, 76. Shubman Gill, 64.
Here is Wood once again. He steps away to the leg side, Rohit Sharma, and clubs this one wide and long off down to the boundary for four. Well, the field was so obvious with a square leg, a deep mid-wicket, and a short and a catching mid-wicket. He's just stepped away to the leg side. He knows it's coming in at the body and has smashed it, baseball style, through long off for four.
Here's Mark Wood in once again. He goes full and straight and is driven straight back past his right foot and down to the boundary for four more.
Shubman Gill moves on to 69. You know, as a batsman, don't you, that you don't get conditions like this very often. You know, more often than not, you're going to be playing on a pitch which might offer the bowler something and the ball might misbehave. And so when you do get conditions as flat as this, you know you have to fill your boots.
He's gone for a Yorker there, Mark Wood. That delivery was bowled at 151 Ks. And he's just punched it straight down the ground beautifully. It is flat.
Oh dear me, that's as put short and pulled down towards fine leg. Tom Hartley fielded it like a wet bar of soap. It just squirmed out of his fingers and towards the boundary, and it looked like it had actually gone onto the boundary. The third umpire has decided to have a little check here to see whether it did touch the boundary, and it did. So there's a bonus couple of runs for Rohit Sharma. That's just embarrassing. 40 minutes to go till lunch, and Shoaib Bashir is back into the attack. Down the wicket comes Shubman Gill. He's gone straight back over the bowler's head for six more. That's the third time he's helped himself to a straight six back over the bowler's head.
And he's shown his intent. First ball of the over. Put the bowler under pressure. Just advances down the wicket with no real effort. An elegance that Shubman Gill displays straight down the ground. Thank you very much. And Shoaib Bashir scratching his head thinking, How on earth am I going to get the wicket?
Hartley again, and on the sweep is Rohit Sharma, and the ball will sail away for another boundary. Shoaib Bashir gives this up as soon as it passes him. Backwards square leg, and Rohit moves to 89.
It's a great shot from Rohit Sharma. There's no one out there. There's not much spin for Tom Hartley, so a very safe shot, executed beautifully.
We know that this England team don't change things. Down the track, and this is how India have gone about their business. Flick of a switch, 100 up, an unwelcome one for Bashir. Smiles between Gill and Sharma, a knowing look as well. And Gill has just smashed the young spinner over mid-wicket for another maximum.
Slightly short, and Shubman Gill hits it through point for four. He's going to go to 95. He's one shot away from 100. India now 255 for one, the lead to 37. Hartley, left arm around, bowls to Rohit Sharma, who clips into the leg side, beats Ollie Pope at short mid-wicket, and will take the single out to Zach Crawley. And Rohit Sharma raises his bat for 100 from 154 balls. It's another Test match 100. He's 12 altogether, 10 of them at home, 4 of them against England, 3 of them at home against England. And the Indian captain is setting a mighty table for his team here. 257 for one.
Yeah, 100 of absolute beauty. Quality, balance, timing, elegance. The shot making of Rohit Sharma is always beautiful to watch, whether it's against the off spin or the left arm spin, pure piercing Mark Wood or Jimmy Anderson trying to create pressure. Rohit Sharma has had the answer. 154 balls, gone it in his own pace, in his own time. And when this guy makes runs, it is beautiful to watch.
Bashir goes in, balls to Shubman Gill. Shubman Gill swings it into the leg side and gets a four. He takes his cap off, bows to the crowd. Shubman Gill is 100 not out from 137 balls. India 262 for one, the lead 44. But Shubman Gill, his second 100 of the series. It's a high, high class one as well.
Yeah, beautiful 100 from Shubman Gill, a man that came into the series averaging 31, question marks on his place. Struggled in the first Test match, got a match winning 90 in the second innings of the second Test match, 50 in the last Test match to win the series and get him over the line in a run getting, which I think come of age of this 24-year-old. And in this innings, 137 balls, it's been magnificent.
Gill clips this from Hartley through the leg side, through square leg, and they'll take a single. And that is it. The umpires say that is time, and the bails are knocked off. I mean, England have stuck to it, and they've done what, tried to do all that they can, but they've been outgunned this morning, and pretty badly outgunned for 2 hours.
So a pretty one-sided session of Test cricket. 129 runs and not even a single wicket to celebrate. Drop catches as well and a couple of misfields. Rohit and Gill completing their centuries within a couple of deliveries of each other and embracing in the crisp Himalayan air. A masterful partnership, each taking turns between all-out attack and strike rotation along the way. England demoralised a little bit, so who will they turn to when they need a wicket? Well, step forward a man who hasn't bowled since July last year and who promised TalkSport's Andrew McKenna he wouldn't bowl at all this series, Captain Ben Stokes. Stokes to bowl then for the first time in the series. He's in, his right arm over the wicket, and he has bowled Rohit Sharma. First ball with an absolute seed of a delivery that has pitched on off, straightened and pegged off stump pack. And Brendan McCullum, as the camera pans onto the England coach, cannot take the smile off his face. Skipper to skipper, Rohit goes for a century, Stokes fires first ball, and India lose their second.
Well, that is unbelievable. He keeps writing his own headlines as Ben Stokes. He's absolutely phenomenal. He's bowled his first ball. He's not bowled since the Ashes, listeners. He's not bowled since the Ashes. The wicket, the ball's done nothing all day for Mark Wood, and Jimmy Anderson. Ben Stokes says, I've had enough, especially after that disrespectful shot of Shubman Gill off our goat, Jimmy Anderson. Give me the ball. I'm going to do something. He's bowled an absolute seed.
Stokes again, leading from the front as he is into the left-hand. Into Padukal, who's on the drive. A touch flat-footed. And that's his first scoring shot in Test cricket. He'll pick up a boundary. The ball flying down to third. But I wonder if Stokes had had two slips in place, if that would have carried. It is Anderson again, and he beats the Shubman Gill with a ball that comes back into the right-hander. Gill is too late on the shot, and England have gone bang-bang at the start of the session, and it's Gill's turn to walk. He's been castled, and England, whisper it, may just believe they've got the barest of sniffs to get their way back into this game. And Jimmy Anderson has also produced an absolutely wondrous delivery to get rid of a set batter. India now 3 down.
Well, I don't know what we've had for lunch, but whatever it has, they've had, it's worked. That was at least 10 miles an hour quicker than his last delivery. 137 Ks. We've not seen that from Jimmy Anderson for a while. I think that over from Ben Stokes has given everybody a little bit of a lift. And he said, come on, follow me. And Anderson has done so. Both Centurions back in the hutch. We always say, don't we, the old adage, put two onto the score. 279 for three. Two new batters. Anything's possible. You never know with this team.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Stokes is coming in once again past the umpire. Left-handed Padukal is coming forward. That's a lovely, lovely push drive all along the carpet through cover for four. That's a shot and a half from a bloke who's only just new to the crease. His ninth ball, Padukal, but he puts it away for a boundary four. He goes to 8, 285 for 3, the lead 67. Anderson around the wicket, edged, and it lands just short of the single slip. Goes away for 4, Padukal goes into double figures. Joe Root was diving and also trying to collapse down to his left-hand side, because if it had carried, it would have been a very, very low catch. As it was, it bounces in front of Root and goes past that outstretched left hand and goes away for a boundary 4.
It's amazing what wickets can do. As you said, it's still a very good wicket. But England have got their tails up.
Anderson around the wicket. Padukal's punching off the back foot. What a shot that is. There's a man in at short extra, and then there's the traditional extra cover, and it's bisected the pair of them for a back foot punch 4. Padukal goes to 17. India 299 for 3. They lead by 81.
This is a good shot. This is a fantastic cricket shot. Jimmy Anderson continues, and that's driven in the air and just past cover. Devdutt Padukal was not in control of that. That was he was lured into the cover drive. He's hit it in the air, and Jimmy Anderson is grimacing with frustration because that was almost a plan that worked.
Yeah, well, we know that they they're aware that he's going to go through square on the offside. Just sort of throws his hands at it. They got fielders everywhere, and somehow he's found the gap there. They had it set up for him, but didn't quite work.
Here's Anderson again, and that's punched off the back foot by Padikal out towards cover. It's fielded by Tom Hartley, and for the second time he's knocked it on for four. For the second time today, Hartley earlier saw one slip through his fingers on the boundary and onto the boundary for four. This time he's tried to slide tackle it 3 or 4 yards inside the rope. Somehow made enough of a hash of it to actually knock it onto the boundary for four more.
Meanwhile, Mark Wood comes into bowl and Sarfraz pumps him back over his head for three bounces and four. Sarfraz is going to maintain some degree of normality, even if the commentary isn't. He goes to 23. India, 333 for three, leading by 115.
Yeah, beautiful shot this. Slightly on the up, I suppose, in the end. But I think what they're doing at the moment is that they settled down that pressure that England were putting on them. And now they're thinking, we're five overs from the new ball. Let's try and get 30 or 40 runs in that period and put a little pressure back on England, just because that was the one period of the game where India, it's not that they weren't on top, but they weren't rolling over England like they had been for pretty much every other moment of this game.
It's Mark Wood going in, bowls a short ball, and Sarfraz ducks down underneath it and goes up and under, up and over the slips, playing the ramp. Hartley can't prevent it going for four, down at third. Well, the IPL's a few weeks away. It feels like Sarfraz is getting into gear already. He's 27, not out, with a ball that he looked like he was trying to evade, and he just left the bat there and let it roll up the face and guide it on.
Yeah, he's played that beautifully.
Bashir in again, and a power swept by Sarfraz Khan. We have spoken about what a good player of spin he is compared to the uncertainty with which he plays pace. But he, my goodness, he knows how to deal with a spinner, and that's powered to the square leg boundary. He's on 47.
Excellent shot from Sarfraz Khan. A little bit straighter, a little bit shorter in length from Shoaib Bashir. Just dragged it down a touch. It was an excellent shot from Sarfraz Khan. I really struggle to understand why.
Swept again by Sarfraz Khan in the air this time. Same place, same result, and he's got 50. And he's quite the showman as well, is Sarfraz Khan. Anybody think he just scored 150? He's I wouldn't say he's acknowledging the applause so much as milking it.
Yeah, he's milking it, he's excitable.
Anderson again, and that one is driven beautifully. What a shot, cover drive from Devdutt Padikkal. That's a glorious piece of batting, that. It was overpitched from Jimmy Anderson. It didn't swing, it hit the middle of the bat, but still, as so many left-handers somehow managed to do, makes it look very, very elegant. No further joy for England, with Devdutt Padikkal unbeaten on 44 and Sarfraz Khan unbeaten on 53, as India have reached 373 for three with a mighty lead of 158 runs. They are a long, long way ahead in the Test match, and they still have 7 wickets in hand, and they could finish the day out of reach, even for this England team, who, remember, came back from a deficit of 190 in the first test in Hyderabad. But they are 158 runs in arrears, England, and they still have 7 wickets to take.
Perhaps it was made to be that Stokes would send Rohit off stump cartwheeling in his first delivery in nearly a year. Anderson then went, whatever you can do, I can do better, and did the same to Gill to take his 699th test wicket. The problem is, though, as you know, India had already put on 171 runs for the second wicket, and that was to be as good as it got in the afternoon session, with Padikkal on debut and Sarfraz Khan ensuring India didn't fall into the same traps as England did yesterday. Taking India to tea at 376 for three, Stokes had given the Barmy Army something to cheer, but India had continued to dominate. So, how did the final session of the day sound on TalkSport 2? Let's find out.
Bashir will ball the first over and first ball after tea, and he's got Sarfraz caught at slip. Turns, bounces, and Sarfraz has guided it straight to Joe Root. And we said England needed quick wickets. You can't get any quicker than that. Bashir's got a twofer. Sarfraz goes for 56, India 376 for 4.
Yeah, as you say, with the break can sometimes be lapsing concentration, and it looks so. Just a normal off break, really. He's played back. He's gone for a little bit of a late cut, but he's just like giving catching practice to Joe Root there at slip. Easy catch.
Bashir's, it's going to start a new over. And Devdutt Padikkal has just walloped him back over his head into the pavilion for 6 to bring up 50 for Devdutt Padikkal on Test match debut. 51 from 83 balls, 8 balls and a 6. India 385 for 4. But Devdutt Padikkal is doing a job for his team here.
Well, that's a way to announce yourself on the international stage. Test cricket.
As Hartley goes in, Padikkal deep in his crease, goes backward of points on this occasion, and he'll get 4 more. 8 from the over in 3 balls, India 394 for 4.
If there's any good news for England, at least it wasn't another fumbled 4, which I think we're up to about 5 of so far.
Bowled in! Bashir has bowled Devdutt Padikkal for 65, and that one came out of the blue. It just skidded straight on, and it's beaten him past the inside edge and clattered into the top of middle and leg. And Padikkal's gone, and Bashir has 3 for 137 and 15 wickets in the series. India are 403 for 5.
Yeah, that's a good ball from Bashir. It's just straightened the touch, and as Padikkal brings his bat down from sort of first slip and tries to get on the arc of playing the ball straight as it back comes down at an angle, Bashir has just managed to sneak one past him. It's an excellent debut first innings for Devdutt Padikkal, 65 off 103 balls. Shoaib Bashir is just showing everybody again he's got wicket taking deliveries in him, and bowled an absolute beauty there. And I think he said to himself, that was a good ball.
Cut away and misfielded by Zach Crawley out on the backward point boundary, and he's now cursing somebody else rather than himself. He had that covered. He was on the sweeper boundary. It's cut behind square on the offside by Dhruv Jurel, and I don't know. Did it bounce? Was there a bobble?
No.
Who was he yelling at?
You're trying to be polite about Shoaib Bashir's batting or fielding, but there's not much you can be polite about that from Zach Crawley.
Hardly it is. It's cut away this time from Jurel, and a diving backward point can't prevent the ball from running to the boundary and away for 4. Jurel moves to 13. The score 418 for 5. India, and the lead has now reached 200.
Hartley goes in, balls to Jadeja, rips one through and he misses it, and he's stone cold LBW. Hartley's worked so hard for that one. It's his first in the match. India have reviewed it, but Hartley was pleading the umpire to give that.
Pitch outside of impact in line and wicket sitting. Wicket sitting. Rod, you can stay with your out decision. You're on the screen, make your signal now.
Jadeja is out. LBW to Hartley, 427 for 7. Bashir is in once again. Jurel is going high into the leg side. He's not got all of it. He's got the height, but he won't get enough to clear Duckett. And he's caught on the long on boundary. Jurel goes for 15. India are 427 for 6. And Shoaib Bashir is getting himself towards a fifer. He's got 4 now. 4 for 145. He's got rid of Jurel.
Well, so the only way really England were going to get wickets is by miscalculation from the batters. And Jurel's trying to take him downtown. Ben Duckett is at long on and takes it quite comfortably. Shoaib Bashir's now got 4 foot. And there's just this air of, let's say, confidence. And so he should do. You know, he's playing in his first series, playing against India in India. And he's picking up some wickets, and that's all he can do. Forget the runs column. He's getting wickets. He's learning on the job.
Oh, he goes in and bowls Ashwin. A tentative prod. Bat and pad were separated from each other, and it just goes straight through and castles him. It's a 5-ball duck in his 100th Test match, and it's 428 for 8. So England continue to take wickets. That's now 3 in the space of 8 deliveries. Hartley gets Ashwin with one that, if we're being brutally honest, didn't do a stone-cold thing. But it did what it needed to do. It hit the timbers. That's all that matters.
That's it. Bowl straight. And Ashwin on his 100th test match. He bowled well. Unfortunately, it's not worked for the bat. And he departs for 0. England have India 8 down.
Here's Hartley again. Sweep shot from Kuldeep Yadav. And that's gone for 4. He's actually played that really, really well. He's placed it superbly. Hit it hard, but very, very much deliberately into the gap.
This is a beautiful shot from Bumrah, who just rides the bounce, enjoys the lack of pace, and dabs this through vacant third for 4. He goes into double figures. India's lead stretches up to 237. 455 for 8.
So that's the end of the day's play. 5 wickets in the session. And for that, England deserve credit. I think it's fair to say. I mean, they have stuck at it. They never in any way, not literally, but metaphorically, waved the white flag. They knew it was going to be hard from the moment they arrived at the ground this morning. Well, in fact, yesterday evening when they got back to their hotel, they knew that today would be a hard, hard day. And they've managed to take 7 wickets during the course of it. Shoaib Bashir has taken 4 of them. And Tom Hartley at one stage had none for 125, finished the day with a couple of consolation wickets. But, apart from the stunning scenery and the incredibly beautiful surrounds, there hasn't been a great deal for England fans to cheer about.
Well, the good news for England is that the final session was by far their best of the day. The bad is that England still allowed India to rack up another 97 runs to their lead. And India will still be batting when play resumes live and exclusively on TalkSport 2 on Saturday morning at 4 a.m. There were, though, 5 wickets for England, including 3 more for Bashir, meaning England may have a bright future ahead in the spin bowling department. The immediate future, though, looks a little less bright, especially when it comes to the batting against India, who have a few spinners of their own. India, once again, ruthless on day 2, batting from dawn until dusk. England will still believe, however, and that is enough reason for you to tune in at 4 a.m. tomorrow, where our ball-by-ball coverage continues on TalkSport 2 or via the TalkSport Cricket YouTube channel. Or you can just come back here and get the highlights delivered straight to your podcast feed. Until then, it's bye for now, and thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.